What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, getting ready for Saints preseason action on Sunday, folks. Football is definitely back for the black and gold. Be taking on the LA Chargers, 3 p.m. right here on WWL Saints Radio. Help us break it all down with the L.A. side of things. Lorenzo Neal, former NFL fullback, great part of the all-decade team of the 2000s, was drafted by the New Orleans Saints, spent some time with the Chargers, also hosts the Believe in Chargers podcast. Lorenzo, thanks so much for the time. How you been doing?
Legendary. How you guys doing today?
Awesome to hear. We are doing great. So great to have, you know, football action going on this weekend. I know we got some games kicking off tomorrow as well, but the Saints at Chargers Sunday, looking forward to that one for so many things going on with this Saints squad. But with the Chargers side of things, how have things been progressing year two with Jim Harbaugh?
Well, I think you know, it speaks for itself. When you think about the AFC West, I mean, you could just look at it and think about it. Andy Reid, multiple Super Bowls. You know, you look at the Raiders. Go and get the old man, you know, the old 74-year-old, and look what he won a Super Bowl with Seattle. So you think about the coaches that are there, and of course the great Sean Payton, who you guys are very familiar with. Three out of the four coaches are Super Bowl winning coaches, and Harbaugh, who won the national title, who's been to a Super Bowl. He is the low man on the polling pole. So when you think about what the AFC West is about, as far as just the gravitas and the coaches' ilk, if you say, I mean, it's pretty unprecedented.
You know, Lorenzo, the Chargers obviously played in that Hall of Fame game against Detroit, so we have a little bit to go off of here ahead of this second preseason game for them, the first preseason game for the black and gold. I want to ask you about Trey Lance, because Coach Harbaugh, as you were just kind of mentioning, said, quote, big night for Trey, played calm, played cool, played collected, ran the operation. I thought he threw the ball really well. Big night for him. Finished 13 of 20 for 120 yards, two touchdowns, no turnovers. Basically played the first or three of the four quarters of that game at quarterback for the Chargers. Just kind of what you saw from him kind of being the backup for Justin Herbert in that battle, at least. And then also what you can kind of expect from him against the Saints this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, I think when you look at what he's been able to do, here's a guy that was, you know, top pick, and the Niners gave up a boatload of trades and draft capital for Trey Lance. And you think about where he come from, a small little college, you know, played only 1 year, kind of like Trubisky in some of the ways that, you know, really didn't have a lot of starts, really didn't have a lot of college accolades, but just the talent. I think when you look at Trey now, and that's why Harbaugh, he's a quarterback whisperer. Think about what this guy has been able to do. Think when he was in San Francisco, and think about the quarterbacks. He had Alex Smith, and, you know, you think about, you know, the Kaepernick. And look what he did with Colin Kaepernick after you know, he left, the wheels fell off the bus for Kaepernick. So you think about what Harbaugh exuberates and what he, how he is with the coaches. Trey Lance did a great job. Here's a guy that went out there, had command of the huddle, you know, got guys lined up. And you just saw him, the post, the poise that he played with. You saw him hit the tight end, Will Disley, for the tight end, a nice touch pass on, you know, on, down there on the goal line. So you look at this Chargers offense and what they, the draft capital they spent, you know, when you protect your quarterback, you want to get two great tackles, Joe Alton. Think about the other tackle that they have, one of the highest paid tackles. You have two of the best tackles, you know, in the league, and you wanted to make sure you're going to protect your quarterback, and that's Trey Lance this week, but with Justin Herbert when the season starts. So you look at this Chargers team, they have a lot of expectations, and the bar is set very high. You think about Amari Hampton, the running back they have. I know, you know, the running back you get from the Steelers, Najee has been injured with the eye incident, unfortunately, from the 4th of July. So I think that he's going to have a hard time getting his job back because, I'm telling you, Hampton, this kid can run. He's fast. If he's even, he's leaving. He's a game changer. I like this Chargers team. I like what they went out and did. You went out and said, okay, look, we got Mike Williams retiring, so went out and brought in a veteran guy who's been on this team, who's played well with Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen. So I think this Charger team is going to be a good team this year, and I think preseason's a big game for the Chargers. I don't know how the Saints are viewing this game, but the Harbaugh wants to win every game, especially in the preseason, to kind of get this tradition and show what winning is about. They're going to be playing to win, and you think about the level of competition that the Chargers have. They're pretty stacked. They're pretty deep, especially at the receiver position. I know they're probably going to keep two quarterbacks. So Trey Lance needs to play well. Him and Sticks are going at it. And Sticks, so it's going to be a great quarterback battle. You know Herbert's going to be the guy. But you just looking at what Trey Lance has been able to do in his short time as a Charger, looks like a totally different quarterback.
I love Coach Harbaugh, Lorenzo. I remember when they picked Joe Alt, 5th overall, and everyone was saying, oh, you need a weapon. You need a pass-catching weapon. They wanted, like, Malik Nabers or whatever in the draft. And his comment about Joe Alt, where he said, we view offensive linemen as weapons. I mean, if that doesn't tell you what he wants to do, he wants to be a physical football team on the offensive side and defensive side of the football. I don't know what will, but Coach Harbaugh is awesome. I wanted to ask you about that running game. And it feels like it's a loaded running back room with the Omarion Hampton pick on top of, you know, Najee Harris. But, you know, the guys that got a lot of run in that game against Detroit, like Kamani Vidal, who's a former 6th-round pick, there's a connection, actually, because he was the running back at Troy when Tulane head coach John Summerall was the coach over at Troy, for the local connection there. Naheem Hines, who's been around the block. Hassan Haskins, who's got the connection with Coach Harbaugh with Michigan. Just want to get your thoughts on that running back rotation, because when we were hearing from Coach Kellen Moore with the Saints that typically you carry 3 to 4 running backs on our 53-man roster, it feels like it's a really loaded running back room, and it's a really good competition.
Oh, without a doubt, it's a loaded running back room for the Chargers. And, you know, you talk about Haskins. Look at this guy, the way he's been, Fredell, the way he played. I mean, he's a shorter guy, compact, but you saw there on the goal line, you know, boom, gave him the goal line, down the goal line. Looked like he was stopped initially, kept the legs turning. So we know there's a musical chairs in that running back room, and it's the competition after the first two. That third back or fourth back, whoever they decide to keep. I don't know if they keep 5. I don't know if they're probably going to keep 4, because you're going to have some tough decisions to make, because you think about the receiving core with the Chargers. You drafted 2 guys, and, you know, you expect things out of Horn and these guys. What are they going to do at the receiver position? And now you just brought in Keenan Allen. So you know that it's going to be tough. So I think the running backs, they're not going to keep 5 backs. You're probably going to keep 4 or even maybe 3. So it's going to be interesting. And then you talk about the tight end position. You drafted a tight end who's not a blocking tight end, but he's really good in the slot. You can move him around and detach. And so you got Will Disley, big guy. You got Fisk. You know, Tusker Fisk, who's a great tight end, also a good blocking tight end. And you know, like you talked about it earlier, Harbaugh's a physical coach. He wants to run the ball. And last year it showed up, but because of the lack of productivity at the running back position due to injuries, you did not put Justin Herbert in the best position, especially when it was 3rd and long, because they didn't win on 1st and 2nd down. So this Chargers team, you know, they're going to have a commitment of running the ball, and that's why they spent that draft capital for Amarion. So it's going to be interesting just to see how this running back position shakes out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Really interesting was the turnovers that Detroit was just giving away to the Chargers
in that
Hall of Fame game. Yeah, it was unreal to see that kind of on display. And I know that Dan Campbell had to be losing his mind over that in that matchup. But what are the expectations for this Chargers pass rush, especially with the departure of a guy like Joey Bosa?
Yeah, and you know, you're looking for back in the day when I was playing in New Orleans, a lot of the guys, Ricky Jackson, Sam Mills, the Dome Patrol guys, basically say, "Hey, you can't make the club in the tub."
Oh yeah.
And unfortunately, you think about Bosa, unbelievable player, one of the best pass rushers in this league. But let's face it, guys, this guy never played a full season. He was injury prone. Hopefully, kudos to Buffalo, because hopefully Buffalo can get more out of him. But here's a guy that would have left the Chargers if he could have stayed healthy. But they went out in the draft and brought in some great guys. So I still think that this Chargers defense, even though you lost Bosa, I think you still are going to be a good pass rushing team, because, like I said, Bosa, you didn't get him a lot last year.
Lorenzo, before we let you run, I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, the Saints' new defensive coordinator and Brandon Staley, the former head coach of the Chargers. I know that we also could kind of talk about Kellen Moore and his connection there as the former OC with LA, but specifically Staley's stint as head coach. You know, him going back to defensive coordinator spot where he served as the Rams DC back in 2020, and the Rams had a great defense that year. But I just want to get your thoughts on what Saints fans can expect from Coach Staley.
Well, Coach Staley wants guys that are buckled up. His defense can be very complex and compound for guys. You got to be smart to play in his defense, because you're playing a bunch of different positions, you know, in playing a position and maybe go from nickel to Mike Backer, all kinds of different nuances that he brings to the table. So it's, you have to have smart guys, guys that are able to learn his defense. So I think it's going to be interesting just to see what the Saints are trying to do. Yes, you brought in Staley. Yes, you got a good head coach in Kellen Moore, who's a quarterback whisperer. But I just think that the covers, I mean, to be fair, I mean, I love the Saints, but I don't know. I think the covers are kind of bare when you think about who's really there. Is this team really competing to believe that they can win a Super Bowl this year? Is this just a building year? Is this a rebuilding year? Are you playing to try to get possibly, you know who, the Manning quarterback? Because you look at what they did, I don't know if the Saints are in a position really to compete, in my professional opinion.
Lorenzo Neal, thanks so much for the time, man. I always appreciate it, and hoot at to you. We'll be looking forward to that action on Sunday. Thanks a lot, Lorenzo.
No worries. You guys are the best. Cheers. Be blessed.
Former NFL fullback, a legend in the game, host of the Believe in Chargers podcast, Lorenzo Neal, joining us there. I'll help break down the Chargers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.